This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? The Don
and
Mike
Show. I only wish we had the time.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Buzzer suit today. And this news that we unfortunately did not get to. Brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers, eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance. A pair of diamond stud earrings, eDiamond.com. www.e-diamonds.com. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Well, it got hairy at the end, didn't it?
Sure did.
Here's the deal with the big lie for Christmas.
All right.
This lady in Albuquerque maintains she's on the level.
Right.
We've got the number of the church in Albuquerque. We are running out of time today.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, are you still there, lady?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hey.
We are going to be contacting you to be on our show as soon as we go on the air tomorrow. Now, what time is it in Albuquerque now?
It's 4:48.
All right, so they're 2 hours ahead of us. That means, what time is the show on there? For God's sakes, if it's 2 hours, so we're on from
1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
1 o'clock on.
Right.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock when we start our show in Albuquerque, you're gonna be on, and we're gonna call the church, and we're gonna see if your story is true.
Okay.
And you'll have a
chance. You think we'll be able to find out if your story is true by calling the church there, Christy?
You should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming that they keep stuff like that on file. So.
And you still have this child?
Oh yeah.
You haven't gotten divorced or anything like that?
No.
And how is the child's brain?
He's okay. It's, you know, it's a brain damage that, I mean, it'll never go away. It's called leukomalacia, and, you know, something he'll have forever, but he's doing good.
So you have a handicapped child in a way. So, I mean, it was, you were getting help from the church, but you just, the operation part was a lot.
You lied about it.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, it was nice talking to you today. We'll talk to you at the beginning of tomorrow's show.
Yeah. Have a nice sleep.
Okay.
You too.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
God. I don't know what to say. It's tough to figure out, isn't it?
She'll be waiting.
I'm coming to work tomorrow. We'll do it right. I mean, right after the opening of the show tomorrow. Right.
Find out exactly what the deal is. Hopefully, we get somebody on the other end that can confirm her story.
Now, simply because we didn't have enough time to get a winner today, this thing was growing hair on the show for 2 hours. Let's see if we can give away $500 to someone who's listened to the whole show.
Very good.
The entire Cotton Pickin' Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 What's your name?
Hello.
Any idea? What's your name?
Jen.
Jen?
Yeah, J-A-N.
Jan.
Jan.
Jan, have you been listening to the whole show?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound enthusiastic, Jan. But we're running out of time.
Well, I get in and out of the car because I'm at work.
In and out a lot.
Okay, well, Jan, I want to tell you, we have $500 that we'd like to give to someone who has listened to the whole show today. Do you think that you're up to the challenge, or should we move on?
I'm up to the challenge.
All right.
Up to the challenge. Mm-hmm. Okay. When we started the show today at 3 o'clock East Coast time, who's the celebrity that we said had a heart attack?
Alex Trebek.
You're the winner. That was a softball, and you hit it out of the park. Way to go, Jan.
That is a surprise.
$500 for you.
Cool.
Go buy a personality, my friend.
Jan. Tired Jan.
Thank you, Jan.
All right.
How about thank you?
Thank you, guys.
You're
I love
welcome.
You guys.
Sorry.
Thank you, Jan. We just need a little love.
Sorry about that thing with your mom.
Sorry about Christy.
With your mom saying that you did that brain operation.
That's it.
All right, dude, you scored the $500, and we thank you.
Good job, Jan.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hold on, please, duh. Tomorrow we'll talk to the lady from Albuquerque.
Hey, man.
We'll roll over the $1,000.
She's a Mormon, you know.
And we'll play another one of our reindeer games tomorrow as well.
Very good.
Buzz?
Yes.
You feel awful. You look so handsome in your newsman clothes today.
All dressed up and nowhere to go.
All tie rule tomorrow. All ties.
Everybody in ties.
No time for the news. Do you have a funny, a kicker, something for us?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Lay it on us, please.
If you found a condom in your Whopper, wouldn't it have to be a Magnum? A 24-year-old Van Hartless of Fairhaven, Vermont says he tasted something rubbery and sour in his Southwestern Whopper sandwich. Quoting Van, I immediately spit it out and ran to the bathroom to vomit. Since then, he says he and his medical insurance company have spent hundreds of dollars on tests to make sure he didn't catch anything.
Oh, my.
Plus, there's the pain and suffering.
Did you wash your ass today?
Van's now suing the king for unspecified damages.
Ew.
The condom was allegedly discovered after an argument with the staff over jalapenos. That's not a jalapeno.
Oh, I'm queasy. Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Hats off to Buzz.
Yes. He reached right into his valise and he pulled it right out.
That's right.
That cat's got 15 seconds to do the news and immediately it's a story about a condom on a Whopper.
He's consistent.
I know what you like.
All right, tomorrow, let me see. Oh, yeah, well, the lady with the kid and the brain and... Yeah.
And the church.
And Mormons and wow. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Hold the condoms, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us.
This tastes like rubber. And it's sour.
This is the Don and Mike Show.